This week, a federal court in Lower Manhattan is hearing a defamation case brought against HBO's Real Sports franchise by the British sport manufacturing company Mitre. The case involves a story HBO aired 6.5 years ago on an episode of Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel called Children of Industry. It told the story of several Indian children under 14 years old, like this young boy, sewing together soccer balls for little to no money.
Gurmeet Kumar is 10 years old. Most kids his age have hopes and dreams. His are all in the past tense.
I wanted to be like you when I grew up.
By that, he means educated and free, two things he'll probably never be. Not since his family sold his freedom for less than $100.
Mitre claims the segment tarnished its reputation and that the report was full of fabrications and lies. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here with me in New York to talk about this. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And tell us more about this case so far.
Well, you've got these two giant figures in their fields, in a sense. You've got Mitre, the leading manufacturer in many ways of soccer balls and sporting equipment involving soccer here in the West. And you've got HBO, which really created a 60 Minutes-like program around sports in Real Sports and has done some very important, I think, reporting and documentary work over the years. In this case, it was about the question of whether children, as you said, under the age of 14, were stitching together soccer balls
right.
for use in the West. And Mitre says no, in fact, that the interviews that you see were done of children who were coerced, coaxed, paid to give testimony, and that this therefore is an elaborate hoax being played on the public and defamation of them as they see it, a leader in the industry of sporting goods to try to ensure that there is no child labor in the manufacture of their goods.
And HBO says what?
HBO says that they actually are being maligned for exemplary journalism, that they took great steps to ensure at every step along the way that their reporting was sound. But they have a layered defense here. Hmm. They're saying even if there were some mistakes along the way, that their reporting is substantially true. And there is heft to the argument that major sports suppliers, that Mitre in particular, have had child labor in their supply, not directly, but for contractors to subcontractors. The fact that Mitre has strong ethical codes on this actually is a result of the fact that credible issues were raised in their Pakistani operations in the 1990s.
And it's worth pointing out, David, that HBO is saying it wasn't us that did all these interviews. We hired freelancers.
So this is very interesting. I think ultimately it's very hard in this country to gain a guilty verdict on defamation. Even if for some reason Mitre were to win at trial, you know, HBO might have a strong case to offer in appeal. That said, this raises some very interesting journalistic issues. Bryant Gumbel, the host, certainly didn't go to India. Bernard Goldberg, the correspondent, didn't go to India for this report either. Hmm. Joe Persky, a lead and senior producer on the show, did, but he wasn't able to find videotape of kids actually stitching together balls from Mitre. And HBO very much wanted to show children making soccer balls that are shown here in the United States for it to have impact with its viewers. Even HBO Real Sports is a Hindi-speaking producer who also went to India to try to help do the reporting on this. She wasn't able to get kids on video doing that either. I read all these hundreds of pages of depositions and testimony and the like, and they ultimately hired, I believe, 6 freelancers to go and do this reporting for them. So not only was the video gathered by people who don't work directly for HBO, and HBO made a point of saying this in their papers, they aren't our employees, so we're not really
right.
responsible for it. But not only did they not get the video at the heart of it, they didn't do the interviews of the children at the heart of it. So they didn't entirely own this journalism themselves.
And is this something that happens often, that the maker of a documentary hires all these freelancers to go and do the work for them and then can claim, well, it wasn't us if there's a problem?
Well, look, I think that there's sort of a glossing over where news organizations, documentary makers, the like, you know, it's very expensive to go places and they sometimes hire people to do work for them. But if you're not transparent with the viewers, then it's tough to know what to trust. Sometimes they rely on advocates or locals who may have more entree to things, but they won't necessarily know the languages themselves, the journalists involved. When documentary makers aren't clear about what they know, what they don't know directly, how they got information, it distances the viewer from knowing how much trust they can have in the journalism that's being provided to them.
And what is at stake for HBO? Because we remember it was just recently that they came out with this very well-publicized documentary all about Scientology called Going Clear. They've got a lot of reputation on the line.
Well, there are a number of things at stake. First off, you've got tens of millions of dollars at stake because American juries often award significant damages to those who secure a guilty verdict. So that's real. Secondly, as you say, HBO has done some terrific documentary work for years and decades, but actually, this is a moment for them. There's the Robert Durst documentary about whether or not this right. scion of the real estate family had committed multiple murders. There is, as you say, going clear against Scientology, seeming really to land a tough blow there. And they've done some other work and will continue to do so in the documentary field. This is one of their important calling cards as they go to sell over the top. That is, as they go to sell subscriptions online to people who no longer want to get subscriptions through providers that way.
All right. Well, we'll keep following this story. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik here with me in New York. David, thank you.
You bet.